The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, September 25th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. I mean, Aaron's show was live and hot, right? Especially when I was getting, you know, emotionally involved in it, especially defending our heroes, Bohemian heroes. You know, I am a Sidney Poitier fan. So I was happy that she allowed me to just mention Ivex.
No, and that's a good thing, right? Because we all fallible. None of us are infallible. All of us are just human. And so to expect that even your heroes are perfect is unrealistic.
Just don't mash and my heroes.
And unreasonable, right? But is how do we create a space there where we could respectfully interrogate the lives of our heroes and highlight that which has brought us collective good, right? And we use their entire life as a teaching moment.
Good, good. But today we have two heroes, at least a hero and a heroine in studio. Today, St. Agnes Anglican Church sent their best. They sent their best to the studio to talk about a big extravaganza they're having down there on Saturday the 28th. Let me see if I can get the name correct. It is St. Agnes Anglican Church Street Festival and Grand Raffle. It's going to be September 28th. That just means that Saturday coming, right? Is it Saturday coming?
Yes, that's correct.
Correct.
Yes. And it's going to be a grand affair, right? And I hear real money is going to be raffled.
Don't talk about my prize.
You don't talk about the prize?
I am excited to have the team here today, but I'm a little hesitant because I feel like y'all going to talk about my prize.
Well, we can claim it.
No, I claim it. No, you don't claim it. I claim it.
Once you claim it, you share. Today we have actually Mr. Ozzie Smith, who's a lay minister and the ACM vice president. And then we have a guest, and I forget your name because I know you from school. So forgive me.
Kendra Samuels.
Let me write that.
Please write that down.
Write that, Kendra Samuels.
You write, I write it next.
Okay. I know Kendra from school, but she's younger than me, so I didn't pay attention. Right, and she read. So that's two things I don't pay attention.
That's two things went against me.
But I am excited about what's happening at St. Agnes, right? And I'm going to start with Ozzie and have him tell me what is going to be happening. And then I'll go to Kendra. And
Kendra is your wife.
See, she know me well.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yes, Kendra. And then she'll explain what she's doing there and how this event is going to be spectacular. Let's go.
Okay. So the street festival stalls that we'll be having wine tasting, whiskey tasting, paint and sip, everything corn dog.
You see why I like Anglicans?
Wine tasting.
Let's go back to that.
Whiskey tasting. Now.
You see why I go into this festival?
Who made the wine? I just want to know, I'm willing to taste it, but who made it?
They buy wine.
Who turned it into wine?
Jesus.
There you go. Okay. I come in to taste that. I'm not allowed to drink, but I can taste that one.
Continue with your list.
Strong supper dinners, grilled corn. There's a stall for that. ACM surf and turf. So that's going to be a big one with steak and salmon or steak with lobster.
And before I go there, this is where I can have Ms. Samuels interject. Forgive me, Aaron.
Yeah.
I have attended one or two St. Agnes fairs. This doesn't seem to be a fair. This seems to be something bigger than a fair. Y'all block off the road. And I want to know how y'all get to block off the road and what road y'all block off.
Yeah, which roads y'all blocking on?
So, thank you very much. Good morning, Bahamas. So we are blocking off Cockburn Street from Market Street all the way down to Blue Hill Road, and we'll have the full run of the street. Normally, we have it on the Southern Recreation Grounds, but this year, we are blocking off the entire street, and we're having a street festival and a live concert. Yes, ma'am.
For what Mr. Nuri would call the bougie people which one is Cockburn Street and which one is Lewis Street? Y'all ain't blocking off the two on both sides of the church?
Normally for patronal and dedication festivals, we block off Lewis Street. But for our street festival,
you hear this?
We're blocking off Cockburn Street, which is to the north of the church.
But if you block that off, where I can park my car? I love parking my car under the silk cotton tree to
talk
keep it cool.
Talk it, Aaron.
So what we're doing is we're using the parking spaces up by City Market, the old City Market, where One Family practices. Mm-hmm. By the way, One Family is going to be there on Saturday as well.
So One Family is a part of the family.
Oh, you know it.
I know it.
And then we're also using the parking lot where our old rectory was, which is right next to City Market.
Okay.
Definitely. And we're going to
So you have ample parking.
We have ample parking. And we also have security is strictly enforced. We have the Royal Bahamas Police Force that is offering assistance on that day.
I'm glad because I bring in my Grammy for the wine tasting, the whiskey tasting, and the sipping paint, but I ain't waiting to take her home. Y'all have, like, designated drivers for older people who want to stay and party?
That is a very good idea.
You don't have a kiddie section? They need a section for the older people?
We definitely have our rector, Father Keith Cartwright, what we call Father. Father has said that all of the older folks over 80 are going to park by the Aeneas House, by the old Aeneas House that we're renovating. So we're going to, they're not going to park there. Sorry, they're going to be sitting by the old Aeneas House. So we have chairs that are going to be lined out there for them. We also have lounges that they can sit in as well. 10 covered tables, chairs that they can sit down and relax and be there all day.
So let's start from the beginning and then move towards the end. I need to make sure the listening audience understand what is happening this Saturday on the 28th. You're blocking off two roads. You're blocking off two roads.
We're blocking off one street.
What street
from
is that?
Two sides. We're blocking
that's
off two? Cockburn
that's
Street.
One.
No,
that's one.
No. We're blocking off Cockburn Street.
Let's call it one.
That's one street from two sides. So we're having two entrances. We have an entrance on Blue Hill Road, and we're going to have an entrance on Market Street.
So only Cockburn Street.
Only Cockburn Street is going to, no, Lewis Street is going to be available.
Right. And we say, I guess the community says thank you because that'll allow traffic to flow freely.
Okay. One street is being blocked off. That's from Market Street to Blue Hill Road, and that's Cockburn Street.
Exactly.
And the side streets are on that side, I assume.
The side streets, there's only one side corner that's next to the Aeneas House in between our church, parish hall, that is going to be blocked off as well.
So we guess can see it. Okay. So what time does it start?
The fair starts at 12 noon sharp, and we're going until the raffle, the grand raffle, which we have not spoken about as yet, is going to be drawn at 10 p.m.
So it's
going to
be drawn that day?
It's going to be drawn that night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Can I enter from either side? It's important, right?
It can be blocked off.
No, but I'm saying enter the festival.
You can enter the festival from either side. You can enter from Market Street or you can enter from Blue Hill Road. Both of those will be entrances.
Okay. So I have a feeling this thing will be buck
big.
Out.
It'll be big.
Right. I'm.
We're inviting the entire New Providence.
I don't know why, because only me one can claim the place prize.
Let's talk about...
We put that in your name, but can we speak about the prizes now?
No, not yet. We talk about raffle last.
Okay.
I want to know what all to expect. I need to be entertained, so I want to talk about the fair, the festival, because move from a fair to a festival. Tell me on the festival, then we'll talk about the raffle and what all you can win later on.
Okay, so with the festival...
Then we go back to the whiskey.
You want to go back?
No, but let's talk about the festival first.
So in addition, I'll speak about the whiskey. In addition to whiskey tasting, which will be at the festival in a secure area away from the kiddies, we're also going to have a kiddie corner where parents can drop parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents can drop off their kids to be properly chaperoned for the cost of $25. In the kiddie corner, they're going to have bunks and castles, rock climbing walls, they're going to have dogs that, if you're interested, you can adopt. Humane Society is bringing down some pets.
Oh, my goodness.
Some puppies. So if you're interested in adopting them, that there's an opportunity for you to do that there.
Repeat that price again. You said you have a kiddie section.
The kiddie corner is for $25 for the day.
So I can drop off my child
and
say,
stay there. You can drop them off, and they will be properly chaperoned all day.
So is there food at the kiddie section, or do I have to make sure they have the food and they say
the food is not included in that price, but there are food stalls along the way to the kiddie section and they can be escorted to purchase their food.
Okay, now.
So with the food, we have hamburgers and hot dogs. We have popcorn, snow cones, cotton candy. Of course, you know, a fair is not a fair without delicious Kung Fritters. So we have two Kung Fritter stalls on Saturday. We have
good,
the Strong Sisters that are running one Kung Fritter stalls and then our special events committee that is running the next one. But you know, St. Agnes is known for good food. Good fun.
You call hamburger and hot dog. You don't call no food yet.
Oh, I'm getting to that, sir. I'm getting to that. Remember, Ozzy spoke about the ACM that's going to have the lovely surf and
turf. That's the whiskey section.
No, no, pause. Hold
no,
on.
You mixing up. Hold don't on. Mix up.
So, ACM, I see the chief walking here just now because you know I'm going to ask you who is the oldest man on your grill team and how they qualify to grill. But I see the chief walking now to verify this information. ACM, now, are y'all organized like the Q Dogs? They, you know, they assist organizations set up their grill. Y'all man them been grilling long?
Very
what can
long.
We expect from y'all?
Well, we'll be starting to warm up the grills from around 8 o'clock that morning.
You sound like a professional.
Yes, and then we'll be getting the meat on the grill around 10.
All right.
Now, let's talk food now, real food. What type of food y'all going to be having, man?
Okay, so besides the surf and turf, our ladies of the church, our ACW ladies, they're having a supper stall. So they're having ribs, chicken, fish, fried fish. They're also having, we're also having crab dishes, different crab dishes, crab and dough, crab and rice. Later on in the evening, we're also having a soup stall. So we're having different types of soup, okra soup, crab soup,
then
peas
then you
soup.
Know right away, come get your supper at the supper stall. Come get your soup at the soup stall.
I'm excited about the different type of food, and this looks like it's different times.
Different times. Yes, we're going to stagger it because we want to make sure that we have food on site from 12 p.m. until we finish that night.
Now, hold on. When you say stagger, right?
Mm-hmm.
I come in early.
So what?
I won't get my soup. I won't get my two supper.
That ain't gonna happen.
You could get your two suppers at 12 noon.
Okay.
But not until around 5, 6 o'clock you'll be able to get that soup.
Okay. Mm. Now let's go over food again because I'm a foodie, right? So I need to hash out the food and then you can talk about other events. Mm-hmm. 12 noon, what can I get to eat?
Surf and turf. The fritters, the wings, the fish dinners, the crab and dough, crab and rice.
So I get real food at 12?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what time I can get soup?
Soup at 5.
Okay. I see that 12, then 5 o'clock, I can come and get a crab soup.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now what else is happening at this festival? Because I get the food now. I get the kiddie corner. Mm-hmm. I get the food. What else I can expect?
So we
There's not a fair without bingo.
Okay.
So we're definitely going to have bingo.
Hoopla.
Yes. Hoopla. We're going to have the pull the sticks game. And we're just going to... Oh, we also have a dunk tyke. We didn't speak about the dunk tyke.
And a dunk father?
I think father may have signed up. He may be...
Because I'll spend the $5 now if I can dunk him.
No, Mr. Newry.
Now, father may be 10. 10 or 20.
I need a budget for that guy.
You need a budget for that. He is not going to be cheap.
He's on the list. And also, I just found out 2 days ago that I'll be on the list.
Well, look who could be on the list.
I'll spend $3 on you. No, I would dunk father. Look, but father can back up to that 10.
Now, CA, you may get more money. Are you volunteering to dunk? To get dunk? Listen, I think I can make about $50 off of you.
Of water. And a lot of people don't like me, so they'll try to
exactly.
Miss me.
Exactly.
Well, if you really want to make money, I should be the one to be sitting there for people to try and dunk.
Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Fernanda. How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. I just want to come up here and encourage my ACM brother at St. Agnes and Miss
Samuels.
Miss Samuels.
Samuels from St. Agnes. I got confirmed in St. Agnes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was christened in St. Mary's. I went to Holy Spirit. I got confirmed in St. Agnes. I was married in Cathedral, and now I attend St. Christopher. So I've been around the Anglican Diocese for quite a while.
You sound like Lincoln being in every political party.
You could definitely be in the dunk tank, Mr. Newry. You could definitely be in the dunk
tank. Didn't I say I can make $50 off of
it? I'm looking. I'm telling you.
Tax in and tell me how much y'all would pay for me to sit up there for y'all to dunk me.
Paul Fernando.
Yes. See, I'm, let's see if they...
And see how much you'll pay to dunk Nuri and how much you'll pay to dunk Green. I need to be washed with the blood, the water, don't matter. I need a cleansing.
So now I need to find out again. I have the kiddies corner. I have the food. I now have the... What the last thing we talked about just now? The Dunkin'.
The Dunk Tank.
The Bingo. Dunk Tank.
What else? I could say Hoopla. Oh, like for the Bingo, what type of things y'all...
What type of prizes I could win?
We have an array of prizes. Of course, we have microwaves, coffee pots. I think we may have a television set that we're giving away. And then the other smaller prizes.
What do you mean? When you say television set, it come with the cable?
No. Now I thought you had bought one of the tickets for the raffle because if you look at it, I think we have.
I can't see.
You only look at the $10.
I could only see the top prize because that's mine.
Okay, now mind you, I still want to go through what all I expect because this looks like it'll be an all day event for me and the children. Yeah. So and the wife. So I need to know what time to come, which is 12, and look like I have to be there all day. So what else can I expect at this festival?
Well, I'm a button, but it's a street festival as opposed to a fair. Mm-hmm. So Cogburn Street and Blue Hill Road. Think about it being Cogburn Street being closed off, and all of the facilities around Cogburn Street. So it's gonna be a huge festive atmosphere, as well as there's a jungle rush out. So
We haven't spoken about the entertainment. He was waiting on that.
You know, y'all better be premiering the newest Junkanoo group, the Anglo-Saxons. I'd say Agnes Church.
There you go. You didn't know about that, hey?
Y'all didn't know. We ready.
The Anglo-Saxons.
Well, definitely there's still a space available if you know. Just let me know. Just let us know.
Let's go to entertainment now. One family is going to be Russian. They're bringing out the entire Junkanoo group to Russia, apparently. Go ahead.
Definitely. One family is going to be Russian as well as one of the Valley Boys, in addition to the Saxons. Don't ask me which one, Mr. Nuri.
You know, of course I got to ask.
No, because I'm not sure.
You don't come on the show.
I'm not sure.
And tell me that one of the Valley Boys.
See why I can make $50 off every ball for you.
It's going to be Russian. So anyway, you have three major groups.
Oh, right? Before y'all go any further, the Supreme Court has put a decree in place that the name Valley Boys cannot be used by either of the two sides. So you'll have to say the group,
formerly known as
one of the groups from Centerville. You can't say the Valley Boys.
Look how Anglo-Saxon's going to take Bay Street this year.
So, see, that's news. You can't even use the word Valley. The group formerly known as?
The group formerly known as the Valley
Boys. Okay, so Saxons are going to be out there. Big group of Saxons. Mm-hmm. A big group of one family and a big group of the group formerly known as the Valley Boys is going to be out to help the street festival, as you said.
Correct.
What time is that happening?
It's happening at different times during the day.
Oh, beautiful. Nice.
Yes, one is going to be in the daytime, one is going to be in the evening time, and one is going to be the closing after the raffle.
Okay.
Yes. In addition to the Junkanoo groups coming out, we also have the police force band that is coming out, as well as the defense force band.
Hold on. Marching bands or pop bands?
It don't
matter. I come in for either one.
Ma'am, listen, we have both, because we have the marching bands and then we have the defense force band that is going to be with us all day and they will be performing throughout the day.
Listen, I just spend money, man. This is not a regular fair. This is an unfair.
It's an affair, and it's a street festival, and we have asked our brothers and sisters to give back to us so that we can give back to the community.
So this is going to be a community event. You're asking all of Farm Road to come and see St. Agnes celebrate. Asking any other Anglican church to pass by?
Of course. We've invited all of the Anglican churches to pass by. We've sent invitations as well as we've sent raffle books out there for them all to pass by.
Good stuff. Now, you have in music, any local performers performing?
Definitely. We have Veronica Bishop on tap to perform, as well as Lady E. And Funky Deesha should be passing by to grace us with his footwork.
Absolutely.
I like Funky D. I taught him how to dance a couple of years back.
CCA, I need you at the fair. Because I could let you do a one-two, a little one-two with Funky D.
I take donations. Just let me take donations. Even if it's just food, I take donations. So this is St. Agnes Anglican Church Street Festival and Grand Raffle, right? It's going to be Saturday, the 28th, September 24, at 12 noon until. I like when you say until. That means I don't have to go home right away.
No. Okay. That's why we have lounges set up throughout the length and breadth of Cockburn Street, yep, so that you can sit down, relax, eat something, let that digest, get up, walk, and get something else.
You can cause me to put my tent out on the park so I could be the church bright and early Sunday morning. I don't even have to go home.
Last time I went to St. Agnes Fair, this is a festival this time, you all had a plant section. You all have any plants this year?
We will. We will have the home and gardening section. That'll be, I believe, at the entrance of the parking lot that is between our schoolroom and the Aeneas house.
Okay.
So it'll be right across the road from there.
All right. Can you name some of the people who will be participating in the plant? Listen, y'all, this is a whole world in the Bahamas you may not know about. Any like Marina Greaves, anybody coming out with the specialties? You're going to have a lot of bromeliads. I could find a bird of paradise out there.
We should have a lot of bromeliads as well as orchids and maybe some birds of paradise.
Nice.
But we're definitely going to have a lovely home and garden section, and we're also going to have plant pots as well out there for sale.
That's nice.
As the season changes, come out to St. Agnes and select your plants for your landscaping for the winter season going into Christmas. Yes,
yes. Aaron, what do you call that plant that doesn't need dirt? Not the air plants. There's this thing they put on display, the sprouts. I need some of that.
Sprouts?
I don't know the name of it. I just know that.
You mean like wheatgrass, so you could juice it and drink it?
No, it's the tree. It's a plant section. Okay, I can look
Mother
for it.
Mother of thousands or?
No, I can look for it. I can look for it.
See, because
succulents?
Succulents. See, I know somebody's. You all have any succulents?
You mean like aloes?
I don't have any succulent plants, and now I'm into succulents, so I need some places where I can go buy some succulents. If St. Agnes have succulents, I know I'm coming.
We might. I could suggest that to the team.
Please. And if you, let me give you my number so you could inbox me back and say, yes, we have succulents. Yes. Okay. I just learned about it recently on YouTube, so that now I'm moving towards that for the porch.
Okay.
Yes. All right. But before I go, they said my Aunt Jackie just sent me a flyer just on the Surf and Turf. And I supposed to be getting a free drink with that, though?
Yes, sir.
You didn't mention no free drink. Start all over and mention my free drink, please, with the Surf and Turf. Go ahead.
I didn't get to that, but you would get a free drink of your choice, either cocktail or beer, with your Surf and Turf ticket.
Now, what if I'm a Hannah Easty Times. There's strict rules around drinking. I can't drink before the sun goes down. And I can't drink anything stronger than Campari. What other types of beverages will you have available? You have a little rum punch, a little, like, gin and coconut water.
We will have a full bar with bartenders on the clock.
This boy ain't here with my problem is yet. Okay. But other people can enjoy that.
No, just come have your drink after 5 or whenever the sunset.
All right. No, man, this is awesome. I like that concept, right? You're going to get a beverage with the meal. That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay, other types of other booths. I always look forward to Hoopla, but the book stall, the used book table. You going to have a used book table this time?
We should have a used book table, but we also have the white elephant stall. So
you have elephant?
Only white. Only white.
We
ones
only have
only
white
one
elephant
in stock.
I heard the white. I mean, you all have elephant.
Only one in stock. You need white elephant.
So the white elephant stall, Cecil, is a stall where we get softly used items, whether it be clothing or shoes or household items, and we resell them for a small fee. That's what the white elephant
just
stall is.
Just say you'll be selling clothes, man. You don't have an even white elephant. I got excited. Yeah. I never saw a white elephant.
And we also got a donation of shoes from one of the famous female shoe stores in Palmdale.
Is it House of...
And
the Espadrilles? Is it not Espadrilles?
It's brand new shoes that we're selling for just a small fee.
Okay, nice.
Okay, lovely.
I just now learning that St. Agnes have a girls' brigade. Nobody told me that. I didn't know Anglicans have girls' brigades there.
St. Agnes has one of the oldest girls' brigades in New Providence.
I did not know Anglicans have girls' brigade.
And I would say that all of our ministries have a stall that was representing the church. All of them have a stall. So the girls' brigades are actually selling soft drinks.
Awesome.
On that day.
Also, the senior choir will also be selling soft drinks and sodas, waters, you name it.
They better be selling some of their good lemonade. And I know they make good lemonade.
Yes, they do. And the youth choir will be selling ice cream as well on that day.
Before I go, I think y'all should say that y'all will have Henry Dean in the Downton as well.
Who's Henry Dean?
Don't worry.
The people who know
Henry Dean.
I plan to dunk father, but you're not saying Henry Dean is person dunk?
But he would bring plenty of money if you put him there to dunk.
Okay.
Listen, as a hoopla lover, I was panicking just now because I didn't think y'all put enough energy into the hoopla table, right? But I see y'all have a whole flyer just for the hoopla stall alone. My faith in the traditional Bahamian street festival is renewed. They definitely gonna have hoopla. It have its own stall and its own flyer, Mr. Newry.
Kendra, you mentioned that every group in St. Agnes, auxiliary group, will be have a stall. I already heard Anglican Church men. Anglican Church women ain't doing anything?
I started to tell you about the Anglican Church women's supper stall.
Oh, okay.
Remember the old-fashioned dinner?
I wasn't sure who's doing that.
Okay. Yeah, the women are doing it. Remember I started to tell you about the ribs and the chicken and the fried fish?
Peas and rice and your choice of two sides, macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, corn on the cob, and beets. Now, what if I need to pay you for the other two sides? Because you got four sides available. I got to pay you for the other two sides.
Yes, definitely. We'll look into that.
Aye for that. Hold on. And then why you didn't mention two things I noticing now. Why y'all didn't mention a whole corn dog stall? The children love corn dogs.
And that is one of the stalls that would be providing food for the kids by the kitty corner. Remember, hot dogs, hamburgers, corn dogs, popcorn, cotton candy.
So could an adult like me access a corn dog?
Of course. It's going to be right outside the kitty corner.
I can talk. Okay. I'm going to talk about the tickets and if there's any different pricing or there could be any different colors in general. But we're going to take a short break now. We're going to take a short break now, dear Fernanda. And we're going to be right back. We're talking about St. Agnes Anglican Church Street Festival and Grand Raffle. We ain't talking about the raffle yet, right? It's going to be this Saturday at September 28th. It starts at 12 noon until it's over. We'll be right back.
Until your Grammy call you home.
Jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on. All you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
It's the biggest affair of the year. It's the St. Agnes Anglican Church Street Festival and Grand Raffle. September 28th, 12 noon until. Delicious dishes, hoopla, fresh coconut water, live entertainment, comforters, dinners, surf and jerk, a jungle rush out, plus you can even get old-fashioned supper. And remember, you can still enter the church raffle to win $10,000 in cash and prizes. Star 106 Hit will be broadcasting live from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's the St. Agnes Anglican Church Street Festival at Grand Raffle, September 28th, 12 noon until. Don't you dare miss it, because Father Cartwright and St. Agnes, they ain't playing.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chick Charney Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chick Charney Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickcharneychurn.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Is this a party or what? This the big bad sir. Take it out. Why, yeah. Let's do it, y'all. Uh-huh. Tonight the mood is right. Y'all them look so nice. Keep on playing this sweet old music. Say that people can't refuse it. Outside in the open air, holding my
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We're with a crew from St. Agnes Anglican Church. They're talking about their street festival and grand raffle, which is happening on Saturday the 28th. What I see is St. Agnes has 15 different flyers promoting this event. This event so big that they needed 15 different flyers. Apparently, each auxiliary group in St. Agnes did their own flyer to promote their event where they are taken care of. Even the family has their own stall. I see some Strawn's fish. Who is Mr. Strawn? Well, that's a Miss Strawn.
Miss Strawn.
Miss Strawn. Tell me about Miss Strawn booked there.
Actually, it's the Strawn sisters, Zandra, Michaela, Flora, and Kyron Strawn.
There's a group of them.
Yeah, they need to be registered. They need to be registered as NPO.
The Strawn sisters, what are they doing?
The Strawn sisters, they are doing comforters as well as they're doing fry fish dinners and chicken wings and fries.
So this, I'm excited that you now move from a fair to a festival. But what are we doing with this money and thing?
We're going to be.
I asking your business now. I just saying, you're collecting money. It's a big event. What's up? Any kind of big ideas, big goals?
Yeah. So the primary goal for the raffle was to continue the renovations that are needed for our buildings and also our outreach into the community of Bain and Grantstown.
I see you're renovating like crazy. I mean, you're purchasing an INEAS building. Yeah, I see they renovated the St. Agnes preschool area. I mean, it looks nice. Flowers all over the place. Plants all over the place. It has added to the community, over the hill community, and I'm impressed with it. You drive by and you slow down now.
Yes.
To look at the church and what all the buildings you all have. And so I'm impressed that this is what the money is going to be used for, the renovations or whatever else programs you have. But let's finish talking about the street festival. Right? What else can I expect to experience? Because this is going to be an all-day event. This is a themed event throughout the day. So go ahead, continue listing. What else can I expect?
In terms of entertainment?
Everything.
So we're also having, like I said, the entertainment starts at 2 o'clock, and it's continuing until after the raffle, which is at about 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. In addition to our bands that are going to be there, we also have the Gombe Dancers.
What?
And Stilt Walkers that are going to be up and down the Cockburn Street throughout the day.
Fire blowers.
And we have fire blowers as well.
Okay, who planned this? Because this is bigger than I thought. And as you talk more, it seems like Gombe Festival, or as big and as grand as the National Gombe Festival. This is a real festival. This is not no fair, and they have extra trinkets. It's being thought out.
Yes, it has been planned out. Our planning committee has been meeting and working since March. And remember, we also have a lot of talented individuals that attend St. Agnes, and we're not afraid to reach out and ask for community support.
Like Beg.
Yeah. Okay. That, I mean, I said it nicer than that.
I don't say nice things. I just talk. Go ahead.
That's where you could be in the dunk tanks out there.
I tell you, $50.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I like is, and the flyers are very detailed, the events, like the experiences like wine tasting, whiskey tasting, and sip and paint, they have a session one and a session two. For instance, wine tasting, session one is 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Session two is 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. It gives me time to move about. And what I am most impressed about, it's taking place in the lounge tent, right? So it is a street festival, but the experiences will be sort of covered and sheltered from the sun. That's going to be awesome as well.
And all of the elements, yes.
Right. The whiskey tasting is $50 per 60-minute session at 7 p.m. I'd like that. You got me right on time. All of these things in the sun go down. Mm-hmm. The paint and sip. Two sessions. Session one is 12:30 to 1:30, and session two is 3:30 to 4:30.
Nice.
I like that as well.
I'm afraid of long lines, right? Because I don't have patience. I'm grumbling Anglican, right? Is there like a different tickets for different things? Where can I purchase tickets for food, or do I have to purchase that there?
Anything can be purchased in advance?
So tickets, food tickets have been sold in advance, but we also have some on the fair. We'll also have some on the festival grounds, and you can actually purchase them from the stall. So the only persons that are selling food tickets would be ACM, ACW, and the Strawns. They have tickets on sale.
Okay.
And you could get those from there. In reference to purchasing tickets for the other stalls, we have our the BAF van that is going to be out there, that's going to be handling ticket purchases, as well as we're going to have runners working throughout the fairgrounds that have tickets on them, that once you walk into them, you just tell them how much tickets you need, and they will.
So this is like a cashless environment also?
It's a cashless environment, yes. Good. Cash will be handled at one spot.
All right. Now, you know, I'm a human rights advocate, and I don't like discrimination. What y'all gonna have in this kiddies corner? What type of game y'all gonna have? Slide, you gonna have bouncing castle, and will you also provide them for adults, adventurous adults? Not in the same bouncing castle. I don't be in no bouncing castle with no children. I just want to know.
Unfortunately, we do not have a bouncing castle for adults. But, I mean, as the sun goes down and the kids leave, I guess the adults, if they want to, they can bounce on the bouncing castle. But the bouncing castle is specifically for the kids.
Right. My child is one, though, right? Can she pay to go for the bouncing castle and come back home and go back in? Or I got to pay again?
If she pays for the entire day, she can
$25.
She could be up and down
so
and
get
out.
So I wristband mm-hmm. and say, okay, go.
Yes.
Okay, exactly.
She tends to have her own money. So I just try to see how it
I love that for her. Yeah, independence. I love independence.
That's Kendra's trap. She's work.
Okay, so in the... Okay, is the youth village is the same thing as the kiddies corner?
So the
yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so now...
Hold on, they have rock climbing.
Okay, talk about that, because now I want to talk about raffle. I want to talk about raffle and what I can win and how much it costs. I hope you only have no $20 raffle in there, because I can't afford no $20 raffle. So I hope in Lord, let me pray, let it be like when $5 raffle St. Agnes is doing, right? But y'all talk about the raffle.
Yeah. You and luck this time, CA, our raffle tickets are $5
each.
Oh,
God, it's good.
We're $5 each could win you $10,000 if you're a first prize winner. The books, the entire book is for $50, and you can go from there.
I only need one ticket.
You only, well, it's $5.
And $5 would get me, I could win $10,000?
If you're the lucky winner,
and
you could win $10,000.
I put that $1 on that number, they always give me $700.
See, listen, so you in luck.
Stop even talking about my prize. First prize is $10,000 cash. Your last name is Nuri. It ain't cash coming from around here. My last name is Green, the color of money. It waking out, Nuri. Oh,
okay. Sounds
second cool. place?
Uh-huh. Second place prize is a cruise for two. Then from there, we have a $2,000 voucher for furniture.
You know you're rushing it, right? You can't say second place and go to third place. You got to say it slowly so I can appreciate it and let it sever.
Okay.
Inside me.
My apologies. Mm-hmm. So the second place prize is a cruise for two.
Any place to go into? Any kind of cruise? Or just a
wherever you would like to go. Okay, it's a cruise voucher, and you can decide where you would like to go.
Good.
What?
Then the third place is $2,000 voucher for furniture.
For furniture? Any particular furniture store?
I think it's Ashley Furniture, if I'm not mistaken.
It's Ashley Furniture Store.
Okay.
It's Ashley Furniture Store. The fourth place prize is a Bahamas Air tickets for two.
Where are you going?
With four nights accommodation, wherever Bahamas Air goes.
Whatever island will let you stay for more than 3 days, that's where you're going.
And I get some place to stay.
Yeah.
I like that one already.
Then after that is a trip to Cat Island for three nights with hotel accommodation.
So I get a flight there and some place to stay.
Yes. Okay. All of our prizes have the flight and then some place to stay.
Okay.
With those set. Then the next one is three nights there at Bahama with dinner for two.
Nice. They say rich restaurant or just say with dinner?
So, okay, here's my question.
It's just Bahama. So once the restaurant is owned by Bahama,
I can work that out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
Three nights, privately owned. Three nights stay at Bahama with dinner for two. So a couple questions. Is one person get to stay for three nights or the two of us get to stay for three nights?
It could be one room.
It's one room, and it could be two people.
Okay, next question. The person who's staying with me at the hotel, is that the same person I have to take to dinner with me? I won't try spread this.
I see you spreading it.
I see what you're doing.
My auntie, she don't want to stay in the hotel, but she come in for this. She said, let your mama go to the hotel and take me to dinner.
Mm. And that makes sense. You can do that.
Yeah, good stuff. Good. I mean, these are awesome prices so far.
What else do you have?
We have a washer and dryer. We have...
Hold on. From Father Keith Cartwright. So you don't have any excuse why you couldn't come to church this weekend.
Mm.
I love it.
Then we have another cash prize, which is $1,200 cash. An iPhone 15.
I could do with that.
Another cash prize, which is $1,000. So we're giving out cash.
I see you giving out cash.
Mm-hmm. 1 year subscription to Alive.
Awesome.
AC unit, 24 BTU AC unit.
That may be me right there.
Ductless. That's a split. Oh, I was going to say, because I don't know. I think the window thing I don't do no more.
Ah.
So if it's split, I could win that.
A ductless and another cash prize, $700. So you see, we're giving out money so you can actually get what it is you want.
Which number that cash prize for 700?
That's
13.
Okay, because normally $1 gets you 700. And I'm trying to see how far that down.
That exactly. So $5 could get you $700.
Okay. I'm trying to see budget.
Now, mind you, Nuri, if you, either you or I win the cash prize, you know the church taking the 10% off the top.
Off of who money?
My pastor already told me, I don't even know if you come into church next week. Come on to 10% now, Mr.
Smith. Mr. Smith can take my money back and talk about tithes?
Maybe.
Go ahead. Give me.
Only me and you. Only me and you.
Yeah, go ahead. What else is that? Go ahead, Samuel.
A 65-inch smart TV.
I could do that. I could use that.
$500 cash. $500 gas voucher.
I could do that too.
$500 to Solomon's.
I could do that too.
Listen, and hold on. Let's call the names of some of the donors as well. I think it's worth it. I think Father Keith Cartwright is the donor for the washer and dryer.
And is it washer and dryer?
Washer and dryer.
Oh, not just washer. You get washer and dryer together as one.
When I open the box, the instructions ain't gonna say the sun outside for free. Like, that's the dryer part.
No, that's not the dryer part. That's the dryer that you could plug in.
Yeah, let's go through who donates some.
Right. So Mr. Charles Wells is donating the 10th prize of $1,000. Again, Alive is the Alive subscription. Cool Tech, the AC unit, number 12. The $700 cash is anonymous. Mr. Sean Paul.
Yes, Mr. Sean Paul is donating number 14, which is the smart TV. St. Agnes ACM, which Ozzy is a member of, is donating the $500 cash.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Another, the $500 gas voucher is anonymous.
Okay.
Mr. Franklin Butler is donating the gift certificate for Solomon's.
Okay.
Then Kelly's did it. We didn't reach there as yet. Kelly's did a gift, a donation of a $500 gift certificate. CBS also did a donation of a $500 gift certificate. And Mr. Michael Ferguson donated an HP laptop. In addition to Bahama, mm-hmm. who donated the 3-night stay and dinner for two. And Bahamas Air, of course, donated mm-hmm. the tickets and the accommodations.
Now, that cruise, is that anonymous?
The cruise is from VLS family.
Of who have they initials? You have a name?
VLS family.
Okay.
That's how they want it to be noted, the VLS
Understood.
Family.
Yeah.
And, of course, the grand prize is from the church, members of our church.
The $10,000.
The $10,000 is
all
from
y'all
the
came
church.
Together.
All us came together and agreed on the prize.
So listen, what I'm saying is, if you were lucky enough to win my first place $10,000 prize, right, consider a portion contributing back to the church, since it's the church members.
I'm
going to
put
it.
My $5 raffle in St. Anne's Anglican Church name. So it's how St.
Anne's?
So, no, he, so when he purchases
when we,
it.
Yeah, so when we win it, mm-hmm. you all say the $10,000 goes to St. Anne's.
I love that. Look, I love that.
Look, I'm going back to St. Anne's church.
And that money come back to us. I like that.
I put
in St. Anne's name.
So that's how you going to win my prize.
Okay,
none of
that.
How I could be that?
We're going to take another quick commercial break because Paul, say he do all kind of commercials. He want to make sure we hear it, right? So we're going to do that. And we'll come back and wrap it up with all things that has happened at this street festival. What is happening... On, what, wrap it up?
We got a good time.
Yeah, we got a good time. So there's St. Agnes Anglican Church Street Festival and Grand Raffle Saturday the 28th September. It's going to be from 12 noon until them. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You have joined Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry, and we are now talking festival logistics, a.k.a. how to secure and tote your food for the St. Agnes Anglican Church Street Festival and Grand Raffle. Here's what I mean. It's 12 p.m. until you get your down-home supper. You get your snapper dinners. You get your safe and tafe, but you don't plan on going home. First of all, bring your hot, cold bag. Bring two. Second of all, bring your Tupperware container because you're going to be at the front of the line for the soup. But you ain't going to be ready to eat it right away. But you got to secure it and keep it nice. So by the time the Junkanoo rush out finish, the raffle call, and you and me win our $10,000 prize, we go sit down and eat a little bit of our soup to settle our stomachs before we head home. Young people, you got to learn how to tote.
Aaron, did you know that St. John's College had a campus on Market Street from 1947 to 1978, and they attended Mass at St. Agnes every Thursday morning? I didn't know that. Something, a tidbit. So they're actually calling all St. John's alumni to show up in a big way. We applaud St. Agnes Anglican Church for its beautification work at the church in its beautiful gardens and in and around the church from Market Street to Blue Road, massive cleanup campaign as well as a massive outreach soup kitchen and meals weekly. Keep it up. Keep up the great work. Our beloved Father Keith Cartwright and the wonderful people of St. Agnes Anglican Church, the cathedral. When you turn the cathedral?
Cathedral over the hill, sir.
When St. Agnes turn a cathedral?
We've been the cathedral over there.
Now, Ms. Newry, now that we have St. Agnes Anglican Church in the house, let's take a moment to ask our Anglican cousins to join us in another rousing happy birthdays, belated because the birthday was yesterday, for our good St. Barnabas Anglican Church cousin and auntie Carol Hannah. She celebrated her birthday yesterday. And Carol Hannah, with your blessings, when I win this $10,000 first prize, me and you going partying, only to the street festival, but it could be a party nonetheless.
That's it.
Happy birthday to you, Carol Hannah.
Happy birthday, Carol Hannah.
Happy birthday, Carol Hannah. Let's go over everything again, right? This is going to happen this Saturday?
Yes, sir.
This Saturday, and it's going to start at what time again?
12 p.m.
And it's going to be until when again?
Until.
And you're blocking off streets. I know Samuel said, no, not streets, it's street, right?
One street.
So what is the one street you're blocking off?
Cockburn or Coburn, it depends on how people pronounce it, but Cockburn Street.
That was the governor of the Bahamas in 1876. See, random.
Random fact. Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Anyway, go back. Let's go back, right? And we have an all kind of events. It's not a fair.
No.
St. Agnes have moved, morphed from having fairs. They don't have fairs anymore. They now have street festival. It's not going to be inside the park ground, the government park ground anymore. You're going to take over the entire street, block off the entire street from one beginning of the street to the end of the street, and they have all kind of events. They have a section for kiddies. They have a section for older senior citizens there to sit out and relax. They have various food booths, and it's going to be a cashless environment. Explain that cashless environment.
So you would purchase your tickets at either the BAF stall or from the runners that are going throughout the fair selling tickets. And then you would use those tickets. I believe there'd be one ticket is equivalent to $1. And so you would use those tickets at the stalls. The stalls will have their prices up throughout, and they'll also have big signs to show exactly what they're doing and what they're selling.
Okay, now runners, right? I would like to know, if I volunteer to be a runner for the senior citizen corner, will I get a free plate? I mean, I may not be me. I may send some young people that way, but my name is Child. So I fit the job. Child, go get me a drink. Child, go check on my food.
So we do thank you for that.
Offer to volunteer for free things.
Offer to volunteer. However, we have asked students, high school students, seniors especially, to come out and volunteer to assist us with the fair. So they will be on the grounds and able to assist with that.
It ain't fair, but it's a festival, so I'm
the festival. Yes.
That's awesome for young people, right? The young people, that's how you get in. Volunteering, yeah. Participating has its benefits. Most of all, you become a part of a community.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And
okay,
nice.
So
we'll be grateful.
Youth Village and Kitty Corner includes rock climbing, face painting, games, bouncing castle. Then we have the...
They have henna as well.
So your child been bothering you for a tattoo and you have to say, look here, child, what is wrong with you? But maybe we could get creative with a little henna that washes off after a few days. Premium Surf and Turf stall, hoopla stall, St. Agnes Girls Brigade soft drinks, senior choir soft drink stall, old-fashioned supper sale, strong supper, snapper dinners, Mr. Smith, Miss Samuels, Anglican Church family, we cannot wait for Saturday to join you there. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. We are all out of time.
Thank you very much for having us, and we hope to see you there. We'll be there until the last fritter drops on Saturday.
Or the last Nuri drops in the dunk tank.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
The biggest affair of the year. This is an Agnes Anglican Church Street Festival in Grand Rapids, September 28th, 12 noon until. Delicious dishes, hoopla, fresh coconut water, live entertainment, comforters, dinners, surf and jerk, a jungle rush out, plus you can even get old-fashioned supper. And remember, you can still enter the church raffle to win $10,000 in cash and prizes. Star 106 Hit will be broadcasting live from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's the St. Agnes Anglican Church Street Festival at Grand Raffle, September 28th, 12 noon until. Don't you dare miss it, because Father Cartwright and St. Agnes, they ain't played.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.